Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. It is the Buckmaster Show on this Monday, November 11th, Veterans Day 2013. Our heartfelt thanks to all who have given honorable military service to this country. We hope you had a great weekend. Hope it turns out to be a good week for each and every one of you. The Buckmaster Show is live each weekday, noon to 1 on AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice. We're streaming our show at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. We podcast the program to several locations, buckmastershow.com, tucsoncitizen.com, and tucsonsentinel.com. All have the podcast. We're also now have media partners with Inside Tucson Business, Green Valley News, and Blog for Arizona. All have links to our program, and we thank all of those media outlets for that. During the noon hour, we'll get things rolling with our commentators, John Munger and Paul Eckerstrom. That will get our week going on the Monday Political Face-Off, then a special Veterans Day conversation with former U.S. Army Chief of Staff, retired General John Wickham. If you have a comment or question, we always invite you to join us on the Buckmaster Show live line 790-2040. We also invite you to become a friend of the show by visiting our Facebook page, Bill Buckmaster, as we push toward 3,000 friends of the show. And all of the friends, we try to keep them posted with what's going on with the program and give them a little preview of who the guests will be. It is our Monday Political Face-Off. With me, seated to the right of me, John Munger, Tucson attorney, former chair of the Arizona Board of Regents. He was a 2010 Republican candidate for Arizona governor. Paul Eckerstrom is also with us. Paul, former head of the state and Pima County Democratic Party. The Monday Political Face-Off, sponsored by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985. Moe and his family specialize in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing and hanging services and hanging systems. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, they're at Fort Lowell and Dodge and at moesgallery.com. I went into Moe's on Saturday, needed a frame, and of course, never disappointed when you go to Moe's, John and Paul. They have such a fabulous selection.
Oh, it's a great place.
And they just have just the right frame. They've got such a great eye for those things.
Great collection of frames over there. Yep.
Gentlemen, thank you very much for being with us on this Veterans Day. Paul and John, I hope you both had a great weekend.
Super weekend.
Yeah, thank you. Great. Beautiful weather. Beautiful.
John, we thank you for your service, U.S. Army, Vietnam era. Thank you for service to this country. John and Paul, we had an election last week. Some would say one of the sleepiest in years. John, the Republican Party just is having so much trouble resonating in the city of Tucson.
Well, it's it's not so much resonating. We're outnumbered drastically in the city of Tucson. It's hard to elect a candidate. I explain it to you this way, Bill. Very frankly, the fix is in. The city of Tucson is heavily Democratic in the city. There's two things going on the public needs to be aware of. Number one, the city refuses to annex any areas of the county that have any Republicans in it. You just won't see that happening. They don't want any Republicans in the city of Tucson, so they aren't going to annex. And number two, the city of Tucson is the only city in the state that uses the same electoral process that was used in Selma, Alabama, frankly, during the segregation era to isolate any minorities, in this case the Republicans. By virtue of having no district elections in the general election, you elect citywide for every single candidate. So you have the same majority electing everybody from every ward in the city. That's what the Democratic Party in Selma, Alabama used to do to the blacks, make sure that no blacks could get elected from their districts, is you have basically a tyranny of the majority. Instead of having people elected from their various wards by the people in the ward, you have the same majority electing everybody in the city. So minorities will never be represented in the city. In this case, Republicans being a minority, you can't elect them. It's impossible. Not impossible, but very, very difficult. Unless you just have a very, very extraordinary candidate. We ran Ben Bueller Garcia was in particular was a great candidate this time. But the fix is in. The city is Democratic. It's going to stay Democratic because they won't annex any Republicans into the city. And they use an electoral system that was famous during the segregation era for isolating minorities.
That's Paul Eckerstrom.
Well, that's a little bit extreme position. I look at one, I don't think the city council or mayor would be adverse to annexing in areas like the Catalina Foothills and other areas where Republicans are. The problem is a lot of those folks don't want to be annexed into Tucson, and that makes it very difficult. You know, maybe in the distant past, in the 60s, that was the case. I don't think that's the case now. I think people want to annex in unincorporated areas into the city and or have them incorporate because we get a benefit from the state tax system where we get more tax money back if our people in Pima County are incorporated.
The stuff that John's saying the fix is in?
Well, you know, this has been an ongoing thing. I have no problem. And I don't think the Democrats have any problem if we went to ward-only elections because, frankly, it would solidify a permanent Democratic majority of maybe 4-2 in terms of the council. Either way, the Democrats are going to have an advantage just because of the numbers are in the Democrats' favor. I think what really has made it difficult, the Republicans have won under this former system. I mean, the system we're under right now. They've won city council races. They've won mayoral races because that's always citywide. I think what the problem is right now with the Republicans in terms of locally and, frankly, nationally is they're being split and moved to the far right by the Tea Party. The business-oriented Republicans don't have a voice like they used to in their own party. Business-oriented Republicans have always been able to win in Tucson in those city elections citywide. It's not that big of a disparity. If you add independents in, they can get elected. And I think, frankly, the system we have has maybe a moderating effect on the city council. You don't get extremists from each ward. Because it's a Democratic ward, it's going to give you a more of extremist.
Well, John, I think the facts speak for themselves. We haven't had a significant number of Republicans elected for decades in this town.
That's not true. I mean, back in the early 2000s, you had Kathleen Dunbar and Fred Ronstadt, and then you had Mayor Walkup. And if you added
not at the same time.
At the same time, exactly at the same time. And Carol West then moved to the independent and voted with them. There was a clear Republican majority on the city council at that point, 4-3.
Yeah. I will tell you the facts historically. Yeah, there will be aberrations. But statistically, the Democrats have made no effort, Paul, to annex any Republican areas of the county. And I will tell you can talk about how you wouldn't mind it. They don't do it. And the facts speak for themselves. And the system that is being used is a tyranny of the majority and an isolation of the majority. You can talk about how you wouldn't mind having ward elections. I will tell you the business community and the Republican Party have proposed to the council to have ward elections, and the council has rejected it every single time. So it's just not going to happen until the other point I want to make is this thing about the split in the Republican Party between the Tea Party
and the moderates.
Ben Bueller Garcia was a candidate every Republican supported. You didn't hear anything about the Tea Party or the business community. We were all united behind Ben. That's just not a factor in city elections. The fact of the matter is the Democrats come out. They have huge numerical advantages. They're going to keep those numerical advantages, and they're going to continue to exercise the tyranny of the majority, despite what you think, Paul.
The Tea Party split in the party has created difficulties for candidates like Ben Bueller Garcia. I mean, one, it turns off the independents. And they vote Democrat because of it. And the second thing is... I'll just say it straight out. Steve Kosachik was a Republican, moderate, business-oriented Republican who was doing that in the city council. And the Tea Party elements of the party forced him out to be, and he switched parties to the Democratic Party. Now he's still a moderate Democrat who is business oriented. Now he's the same person, but the Republicans lost somebody who can get elected in city elections because they forced him out of their own party. I mean, that's a clear case of where the Tea Party forced out one of their own, one of the business-oriented Republicans that was doing well on the city council. He got elected citywide.
I'll just tell you that when Steve Kozacek ran, we ran three or four Republicans. We elected Steve, period.
And Ben Bueller Garcia almost got elected that year.
But he didn't, did he?
No. It was a Republican year, and we
ran Ben again, and the Democrats took advantage of the same numerical numbers. Yes, periodically you can elect one or two Republicans, but the Republicans are never going to have a majority of the council. And you can talk about Steve Kozacek. I will question. I'll tell you that. I don't know anybody that wanted to run Steve Kozacek out of the Republican Party, and I am very well connected in the Republican Party. That was Steve Kozacek.
Talk to Frank Antonori.
Frank Antonori is one person, but I can tell you that the Republicans weren't surprised to see Steve Kozacek move over to the Democratic Party because, number one, he is frankly more politically aligned philosophically with the Democrats. And number two, it's easier to get reelected in the city as a Democrat than it is as a Republican. So, you know, the facts speak for themselves. The fix is in, and the Democrats are never going to change it. And so the Republicans are going to need to.
I'm all for ward only because it makes a permanent majority.
You may
council.
Be, but the city council
majority.
Is not.
Under the system we've had now, we've had actual Republican majorities, voting majorities, with the mayor walk-up, Kathleen Dunbar, Fred Ronstadt, and then Carol West, who was
for
voting
one,
with them as an independent.
Period, you
all
had
right.
that.
All right, we're going to take a break right here. This is the Monday Political Face-Off. John Munger is here and Paul Eckerstrom. When we come back, Joe will be up first on the Buckmaster Show Live Line. Let's take a break right here. We'll be back with the Monday Political Face-Off. Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year, and if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
Another business trip? Why don't you just drive instead of fly?
Well, nobody brings me snacks or drinks in my car. Very seldom do I get to watch a first-run movie or take a nap while driving.
No, seriously. It must be much cheaper to drive.
Not really. I checked out TIA's cost comparison calculator. Flying from Tucson isn't just convenient. It can actually save money.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Have you had a chance to visit Biosphere 2's engaging Facebook page yet? Our likes have doubled the last 30 days, so check it out and you'll see why. Inspire and stimulate your mind with all the exciting things going on both inside and outside every day at Biosphere 2. Experience our new architecture, engineering, and history tours. The University of Arizona's Biosphere 2, a world of discovery and adventure. Like us on Facebook and visit today.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
The Rug Gallery's extensive collection of new and antique rugs has earned an international reputation and has been featured on the cover of Christie's magazine, as well as many of the world's most respected carpet and textile publications. Since 1987, Tucson's been home to one of America's premier sources of fine Persian and top-quality imported rugs at competitive and affordable prices. With its huge selection of hand-woven rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. Stop by the Rug Gallery showroom and see one-of-a-kind new and antique quality rugs during the 26th anniversary sale now underway. The Rug Gallery in the Jostler Center at the northwest corner of River and Campbell, and at ruggalleryaz.com and on Facebook, or call 571-RUGS or 571-7847.
Looking for a family-friendly outing? Gather up the kids and head to the Desert Museum for the Beth Nielsen Chapman Concert on November 16th. The greatest journey you'll ever fly. After the concert, enjoy Mighty Sky Night when the museum stays open till 10 p.m. for astronomy-inspired activities and nocturnal animal presentations. Chapman is an internationally acclaimed singer-songwriter. Songs from her Parents' Choice award-winning album, The Mighty Sky, use melodies and lyrics to highlight the wonders of the solar system.
Listen up, children, got a story to tell. There's music out in space ringing clear as a bell.
Chapman will also perform her biggest hits, like This Kiss and Happy Girl, made famous by Faith Hill and Martina McBride. Tickets for this musical adventure are only $10 for children and $20 for adults for the 3 p.m. matinee performance. For more information and to purchase tickets, go to desertmuseum.org and click on the Mighty Sky icon.
Welcome back to the Monday Political Face-Off. Paul Eckerstrom is here and John Munger with me in studio. This portion brought to you by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com. Moe's for all of your framing needs. Let's go to the Buckmaster Show live line. Joe, Paul, and John are waiting to hear what you have to say. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, you guys? I appreciate the discussion. You know, I think many people would vote for the Republican Party if the Republican Party could decide what they stand for. Vague tax outrage, vague big government, these assertions, it doesn't cut it anymore because it's too vague. And with what's going on right now in today's families, it's just, I just think that the Republicans have really boxed themselves in a corner and really have no fresh ideas. But that is not saying how rotten I think that the Democratic Party's agenda is either. I just think they're really horrible. So, but, man, talk about no competing vision. I just think that the Republicans are really searching. And what do you think about that, guys?
Thanks, Joe.
Well, I think that there is a sense on the national scene, Joe, that that the Republicans need to strengthen their vision. You got to remember that President Obama has a bully pulpit. We will have excellent candidates running for president. We will take, in my opinion, we will take the Senate back. We already control the House. And I think that you're going to see a strong comeback by the Republican Party based largely on this Obamacare complete fiasco. But I want to talk about the city situation. Let me tell you how extreme the Democrats are. The city council is pretending like they can negotiate with the U.S. Air Force over the F-35. Now, let me tell you, you can't negotiate with the national government over what engines the F-35 is going to use or whether those engines are too loud. The F-35 is the F-35. It is going to replace the A-10, and if we... You can't play games, and the Democrats are playing games. So we want to keep the A-10, but we don't want the F-35. Well, I got to tell you, folks, for all your listeners, Bill, the A-10 is on its way out. It is going to be replaced by the F-35. You can either take it or leave it. And the city council thinks that they're going to negotiate with the U.S. Air Force to get them to change the the F-35 so that it makes the city of Tucson happy? I don't think so. So you can either, this Tucson Forward group is out of its mind. If they think they're going to somehow get to send anything but negative messages to the U.S. Air Force about whether Tucson wants us here, wants the Air Force here, they're not. All the message they're sending is, we don't want you here with the F-35. Mm. The U.S. Air Force has plenty of cities that it can go to put where the F-35 would be welcomed. So the city council has not even said that it wants Davis-Monthan here with the F-35. Okay. So the message being sent, I can tell you, to the U.S. Air Force is, Tucson really isn't sure whether we want you. And so why wouldn't the Air Force go someplace else? We're going to lose it, and people here are going to say, well, we're going to keep the A-10. Sorry, I got to tell you, folks, the A-10 is going to be gone.
Paul Eckerstrom.
To answer Joe's question is, you know, I think the Republican Party are kind of in a situation that they the Democrats were maybe 20 years ago during the 80s and the 90s, early 90s before Clinton, I think, kind of recalibrated what the Democratic message should be, which is take care of the middle class, take care of people who work, get back to that basic premise that was the premise of the Democratic Party going way back to William Jennings Bryan and later FDR. And I think in that regard, the Democrats have, if they stay on that focus, are going to do well in local, national, and state elections down the road. If the Republicans don't come up with an alternative, that a message that is more focused, as Joe had indicated. As for the F-35 situation, you know, we have a dilemma with Davis-Monthan being situated where it is, in the city had grown out towards Davis-Monthan over the years. I think there's going to be some sort of compromise developed. hear me out. That, you know, flight paths and things like that can be worked out where Davis-Monthan is still very viable with the F-35. I agree with John. You're not going to be able to get them to change their engines or have it rebuilt just that. For Davis-Monthan.
No.
But that's not, I think, the position that people are taking. I think eventually there'll be some sort of compromise where flight paths will be changed to help keep the noise down over the city.
Okay, let's go to the Buckmaster Show live line. John has been waiting patiently. Thank you, John. Go ahead.
Hey, you had a previous caller talking about the non-focus of the Republican candidates. I tend to disagree on the local level on the fact that a couple years ago we had Voigt and a couple other people campaigning heavily on street improvement, and they were defeated in the election. So we got more of the same, and we still drive over roads that are substandard. So
I
on a local position, that is a very important thing, infrastructure, that they have failed to address. They passed a bond, and I called a week ago or so, oh, that's going to take a year or two yet before things get started.
Yeah, I agree with you, John, and we offer very tangible positions. One of the positions that Ben Bueller Garcia was talking about was the streets. He was also talking about the F-35. I'm sorry to say, Paul, that to the extent there are so many cities that want the F-35, they want Davis-Monthan moved to their cities, And we're sending these negative messages based upon some, frankly, extremist wackos running the city who think you're going to be able to negotiate with
Richard
these people.
Richard Fimbres and people like that, there are extremist wackos. I don't know what planet you live on, John, close.
They are going to.
Mayor Rothschild's an extremist? I mean, really?
They are extremists to the extent that they fail to realize that they are putting the future of Tucson at risk because of what they're doing. And the answer is, if we would send a message, gee, Air Force, we'd like to change some flight patterns. Would you work with us on that? That'd be fine. But that's not the message we're sending. We're sending the fact that the airplanes are too loud. We want them to change their engines. We want them to do all of this stuff. And the Air Force isn't going to do it. So the message you're sending is go away.
Okay,
well,
Paul.
In terms of the roads, we did pass a bond. Though that is being addressed. By the way, I mean, I don't know if anybody's noticed, but everywhere I drive, there is road construction going on in the city, and things are happening. It's just, remember, we are coming out of a very deep recession where the city got hit hard economically in terms of tax base, and these things are going to be addressed, but it's going to be slow and cumbersome as we come out of the recession because we need the funding to be able to do it. We did pass a bond issue. Therefore, we are going to have some of the repairs being made, and you can see it already.
Thank you, Paul Ackerstrom and John Munger. The Monday Political Face-Off, sponsored by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing at Fort Lowell and Dodge and at moesgallery.com. Moe specializing in really all of your framing needs, and they've got some fantastic frame, custom frame mirrors there and art for your walls as well. Monday Political Face-Off, thanks to Moe's Gallery. Right back.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Survivors of the deadly typhoon in the Philippines are pleading for food, water, and medicine as relief efforts slowly get underway. One of the country's oldest veterans has been singled out for recognition on this Veterans Day. Richard Overton, who is 107 years old, was among the vets gathered at Arlington National Cemetery today as President Obama paid tribute to service members living and dead. A senior leader of a terrorist group fighting American troops in Afghanistan has been shot and killed near Islamabad, Pakistan. Egypt's interior minister says a curfew and state of emergency that have been in effect for the past 3 months will be allowed to lapse this week as scheduled. On Wall Street, stocks are higher. The Dow is up about a dozen points. More details at srnnews.com.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
The nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Organization, Tucson Wildlife Center, is in the midst of a capital campaign to build Arizona's first state-of-the-art hospital for wildlife. The facility will help staff and volunteers care for nearly 1,000 raptors and mammals it receives each year at its Far East Side facility. To donate online, go to TucsonWildlife.com. For more information about wildlife rescue, visit the website or call 290-WILD.
Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico make a great getaway for a weekend or longer. It's just 3 hours or so from Tucson and 15 degrees cooler to get to an area with so much to offer, from hiking, camping, exploring downtown historic Silver City, or just relaxing in a lovely environment. Visit southwestnewmexico.org for the complete list of great places to stay and visit in Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico. Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antique, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com. In my 25 years in Tucson, I have had only one dentist, Dr. Lisa Fogel. This highly skilled dental professional has a caring, friendly, can-do attitude that makes Dr. Fogel the choice of the Buckmaster family. Dr. Fogel's lovely state-of-the-art dental office is conveniently located on North Swan, just south of Speedway. For an appointment, call 881-1856 or visit LisaFogelDentalEssentials.com.
Chance plays a big part in today's world. There's a 5% chance you were born with an extra rib, a 12% chance we'll have a solar megastorm in the next decade, and a 20% chance that if you got in a road accident in Sweden, it was caused by an elk. Well, Cox Business understands that chance has no place in running a small business. Get business internet and phone for just $99 a month and enjoy the 100% certainty that comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's right, you get 100% certainty with phone features like on-the-go voice manager and internet speeds faster than basic DSL. Plus, 100% confidence with service that's been honored with the J.D. Power Award for highest in customer satisfaction with small mid-sized business wireline service. Make the switch today and get some certainty in an otherwise uncertain world. There's now a 99% chance this commercial is over, except for the legal.
Offer ends 12/31/13. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Limited 30-day money-back guarantee. Exclusions and other restrictions apply. Must be claimed within 30 days of service activation. Other conditions apply. For J.D. Power Award information, go to jdpower.com.
.35 now on the Buckmaster Show. Welcome back on this Veterans Day edition of our program on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice, and we are now honored to have on the program with us our contributor on military and foreign affairs, General John Wickham, who was the U.S. Army Chief of Staff from 1983 to 1987. He was also Commander-in-Chief of South Korean and U.S. Combined Forces from 1979 to 1982. General Wickham served a total of 41 years in the Army. He's now retired in Oro Valley, and we are happy to have him on the Buckmaster Show live line. And General, I know on behalf of myself and all of our listeners, we thank you and really all who have served in an honorable capacity for military service in this country. Thank you very much, sir.
Well, thank you very much, Bill. I'm honored to be on your fine program and to realize with other veterans that we have so much blessing in this country. Yes, we have served. We've served to keep the country free, like those who served in the Civil War and all the other wars. But we are also recognizing that the good Lord has blessed this country with enormous capabilities, and we have to protect those for the future. If I can just kindly share one experience that is important.
Mm-hmm.
It was in 1984, the anniversary of the Normandy invasion, and my wife Ann and I were honored to be involved in this ceremony. President Reagan was speaking atop Pointe du Hoc, the cliff that rings part of Normandy Beach. Reagan speaking in his magnificent voice and the azure blue sky and the sea behind him, and he was symbolizing the Rangers that had climbed that cliff during Normandy. Many of them were killed, a number were wounded, and in front of Reagan were 50 Rangers from World War II that had done that enormous challenge to climb that cliff against the Germans. And off to the side of Reagan were the colors of the military, held by Rangers and guarded by Rangers. These were young Rangers who had participated in the Grenada operation about 8 months earlier to free the American students, the medical students, very successful. And after Reagan's wonderful speech, I walked around and spoke with some of the World War II veterans, and I was struck by the image of their face, what they were saying, and the sense of loyalty and patriotism that was in their words. And then I went over and talked to these young Rangers that had been in Grenada. And guess what?
Hmm.
I saw the same images of patriotism, the same words of love of country, the same sense of commitment to purpose and to duty and to honor and to country that these older veterans had. some things in our country never change, and thank God for that. That is what has kept us free over the years and will keep us free into the future.
General John Wickham with us on the Buckmaster Show, and we do want to open up the live line right now, 790-2040, 790-2040. General Wickham is always willing and able and happy to take your comments and questions, and we'll be probably spending most of our time on Veterans Affairs today. And you know, you saw that wonderful look in the eyes of those Rangers who took part in the Grenada operation. You'd see it, I'm sure, General Wickham, in the eyes of the Rangers who have served over in the Middle East.
Amen, amen. And we Americans must wonder, what is the quality of the young men and women who serve today? Back to the Grenada operation, after that operation, I went around to hospitals and pinning Purple Hearts on soldiers. And one soldier at Walter Reed Army Hospital, badly injured, was in a wheelchair. I put the Purple Heart on him, and the photographer was about to take a picture, and the young man put his hands up and said, "Wait," and reached into his bathrobe and pulled out the small American flag that he had worn on his uniform in Grenada. And he put that flag above the Purple Heart and pointed to it and said, "Now you can take the picture because this flag is what I am proudest of." It tells us a lot about these young people. This was not rehearsed at all, not staged. This was spontaneous from the heart of this young man. And I've seen so much of it in the young men and women. We're seeing it from the young men and women today out of these horrible wars that we're in.
General Wickham, you were in a horrible fight over in Vietnam. You were wounded in many places. I know you still carry the scars to this day from that horrible 2 or 3 day fight in Vietnam. But share with my listeners, if you will, the reception. And I know it was not a very happy homecoming for you when you were hospitalized. That's correct.
That's true. That's you're right, Bill. I was almost killed. Excuse me. Too much bike riding again. I was almost killed. In my first tour of Vietnam, I was given the last rites. The doctor said, "We can't save you. This man, he's lost too much blood and too many wounds." But the good Lord gave me another life to live and also gave me wonderful opportunities to serve and to give back. When I came back, you're right, Bill, the Vietnam vets were not welcomed because the country was so divided over the war. And I remember in the train station in New York City, waiting there with my father, and I was in uniform, obviously a wounded veteran, and a well-dressed middle-aged woman came up to me and spit in my face and called me the most horrible name.
That is horrible.
That you can imagine. Well, I've heard that from other veterans, and that's why the Vietnam veterans, for the most part, never wore their uniforms back home because they felt the same kind of scorn and outrage towards them. Fortunately, we're not seeing that at all now with the Iraq and Afghanistan veterans, and I hope we never see it again because these young men and women are putting their lives on the line to do right for us. They're not choosing where to go. They're being sent.
Well, it's really horrible that someone would actually stoop to that level and actually spit in your face, especially a man who was badly wounded in Vietnam and made sure he was the last one evacuated out, that all of your colleagues in Vietnam that were injured were treated before you were, General Wickham. And that story of that firefight that went on for days is really of epic proportions. And again, we thank you for that. General Wickham, stick with us, okay? We're going to take a break, and we're going to listen to some of the fine sponsors who make this program possible. Right
back.
Thank you.
Hi, Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. You know the benefits of soft water, right? Softer laundry, softer skin, hair, and spot-free glasses. And once you have soft water, you can't live without it. But did you know a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy compared to a time clock water softener? Now that's efficient. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener really is the world's most efficient water softener. So put it to work in your home and start saving today. It virtually ends hard water spotting throughout your entire home, from your glasses to the shower doors. In fact, it makes all your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer too, like your dishwasher and washing machine, even your water heater. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener delivers real soft water and real savings. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Limited time offer.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
Inside Tucson Business is your best source for the business news of metropolitan Tucson. Whether you own or manage a company, want to start your own company, or just want to know what's happening with the region's economy, you need to read Inside Tucson Business, Southern Arizona's business news leader. Read us online at InsideTucsonBusiness.com or call 294-1200 to get your copy today. Inside Tucson Business. It's not personal. It's just business.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. This portion presented by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. Our thanks to the good people over in Silver City for sponsoring the Buckmaster Show, and they wanted me to tell you, and I will gladly do so. They've got a big event coming up this weekend. Fiber Arts Festival in historic Silver City, just three and a half hours east of Tucson. Lots of great places to stay, including Bear Paw Ranch, Wildwood Retreat in Hot Springs. You can find the full list at southwestnewmexico.org. General John Wickham, former Chief of Staff of the U.S. Army, is with us on the Buckmaster Show Live Line on this Veterans Day. Let's go now to one of our listeners, Matt. And Matt, thanks for calling.
Yeah, first I'd like to say just thanks to General Wickham. And, you know, I was
thinking about what he said, and I was so glad that today, easily since Operation, actually Desert Storm, you know, we've turned a corner. The support from the public post 9/11 has been unbelievable. I don't think there's a service person out there from past wars and present wars that doesn't feel the support of the public today. They really do come out and they say thank you for your service. But my concern, and I just want General Witham's thoughts, is that so few people are still serving, and they're coming from a very specific population. How do we ensure that, you know, that the whole population remains connected to their military and to their veterans in the, as we move forward?
Matt, that is a terrific question, and I applaud what you're doing with asking that. Number one, let me just say something first. I just heard President Obama applauding a World War II veteran, 106 years old, apparently 107. But he also said something else. We must, as a nation, give the very best care to our veterans. And it's that kind of leadership that is so important. Under Obama, we have had the highest funding level for the Veterans Administration of any recent administration. It's a tribute to the administration. They're doing that. But there is a movement afoot, I'm afraid, in the Congress that we may need to cut back on care of veterans. There was an op-ed in Wall Street Journal by Mr. Principi, who was a former head of the Veterans Administration and a Vietnam vet, who should know better, in my humble opinion, arguing in his op-ed that one of the reasons for the huge delay in claims, the backlog of claims that exists now, is because older veterans are claiming a disability due to old age and not due to anything caused by service connected. And therefore, he's arguing we, the Congress, should stop old age veterans from submitting any claims. Couldn't be more wrong, in my humble opinion. And Americans should not tolerate that kind of thinking. Can you imagine the impact on young recruits if they knew that someday they would be denied the opportunity to submit a claim? They wouldn't join up. We need to stop that kind of attitude that I'm afraid some of the conservatives in the Congress are likely to seize on as a way to cut back on veterans' care. Now, Matt's point about how we can ensure more in this country understand the nature of service is so important. Less than one half of 1% of our population ever serve in uniform. We have the lowest number of we've ever had in our history serving that served in uniform in the Congress and in our state legislatures. Therefore, they don't understand, the legislators, what is involved with service. How can we overcome this? Number one, by encouraging young men and women of quality to go and serve for a few years, if not for a full career. Number two, we can continue to do what you and I are experiencing, Matt, people saying thank you for your service. That is encouraging people to feel good about themselves. And number three, we can do wonderful things the way Oro Valley has done with this Veterans Support Initiative and the web page that's grown out of it that enables veterans to search for care, for help, for discounts, and for buddies on the Internet.
Yes, and General Wickham, I also want to thank the City of Tucson for stepping up, and Mayor Rothschild and a group of nonprofit agencies. Just 3 months ago, they implemented a plan, General Wickham, to end homelessness among our area veterans. And Mayor Rothschild announced on Friday that so far the program has helped 223 homeless veterans and their families find homes over the first 100 days of this program. So that is a terrific start, I believe.
That is a terrific start. We have over 7,000 homeless veterans, at least that have been identified by the VA. And Rick Shinseki, the head of the VA, is seeking to end that by in the next few years. But it's going to take locals like the Tucson and other communities an effort to do that. here in Splendida, where my wife Ann and I live, we every few months collect all kinds of useless household goods and clothing, quality clothing, shoes, boots, and donate them to veterans through the VA facility here and going into the homeless, some of the homeless operations. So all communities can do more of that. It gets back to Matt's point. We can do more in terms of outreach in addition to saying thank you for your service. Let's see what we can do more. The churches are involved doing a lot of this with their missionary outreach.
General Wickham, we had a very spirited discussion in the first half hour of our program on our Monday political face-off. We were talking about the future of the A-10 and the F-35. Are you as concerned as some that that the Air Force will be really downscaling operations at Davis Mountain Air Force Base?
Yes, I think all of the services face this as part of the, as you know, Bill, the sequester problem, and the service is trying to find funds. The Marine Corps is going to be hit in terms of amphibious activities. The Air Force is probably going to have to scale back on its aspirations for modernizing its fleet, and we really need to modernize the Air Force. We're flying 50-year-old airplanes. And the Army, of course, the same way. We've got old combat vehicles. I'm not sure we need the heavy vehicles we've used in the past, because I just do not see in the foreseeable future the nature of warfare involving heavy vehicles. So we need to rethink strategy and commitments around the world, and I think we're doing a better job of that than we have in the past. But there's going to be cutbacks. The Army is going to go to a level that is probably 200,000 lower than when I was head of the Army. And the same with the Marine Corps and the Air Force.
The current budget negotiations, hopefully there'll be some progress on this situation.
Yes, I think so, Billy. You raise a very important point there. What's good about the negotiations is that for the first time in many months, we have the Democrats and the Republicans sitting down jointly to work out some kind of budget that will be balanced and will provide some relief and maybe do away with sequestration. Now, the issue is going to be, can we get all of the Republicans and the Democrats to agree to the results of this kind of effort? I'm hopeful that they could. I think the outrage in the country from the shutdown of the government and the costs associated with that, which are lingering even to this day, may force people to realize that's a stupid way to run a country. And I think how can we go around the world as the leader of the world when we can't even manage our own country's politics here?
General Wickham, only a minute or two left, but the situation in Iran, the Israelis are closely watching. There had been reports that they were even within a month of getting their nuclear program up and running. This is still a very, very worrisome situation.
It is worrisome, Bill, but I am very optimistic that we are going to reach an agreement here in the next few months, if not before then. Iran has cut back, and they are willing to put all of their nuclear operations, their centrifuges, and the plutonium facility that is being built to put them up, and no more building, no more work, for at least 6 months in exchange for some very small reductions in the economic sanctions. The reality is, the irony of it, Bill, is that the economic sanctions and the diplomacy that we've got working has been working. The Iranians have begun to move in the right direction. Why do we want to trash it all when what we have been doing with economic sanctions and with diplomacy is working? Yes, the Israelis are frightened. I would be frightened living in that part of the world also, given the history with the Israelis. But the alternative to all of this, Bill, is war, a war that is worse than anything we could have imagined. a war that will actually force Iran to build a nuclear weapon to defend themselves in the future if we want to strike them. I think it's a fool's errand to think that we can strike Iran militarily and end the problem over there. We've got to do it diplomatically, and I think we're within a hair's breadth of doing that. Yes, there's going to be some diplomatic cutback. France has done that. The foreign minister personally has done it. There's some speculation that there's economic pressures on France to do that from the Saudis and from the Israelis.
Yeah.
But France will give in. I think we're going to get an agreement.
General Wickham, again, thank you very much for your service, and keep up your bike riding. You're doing a great job.
Bill, and bless this wonderful country that we live in.
Thank you very much. General John Wickham with us on this Veterans Day. Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show, supplied by Culligan. Better water, pure and simple. Culligan for all your year-round residential and commercial water needs. John C. Scott Show, 3 to 5 this afternoon, right here on KVOI. Then it's Wake Up Tucson with Chris and Joe tomorrow morning from 6 to 8. My name is Bill Buckmaster, wishing you a great afternoon and evening. We'll be back with you at 12:04 tomorrow afternoon.